line at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. You take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
Jason sitting in for the vacationing...
The honeymooning...
Manwich.
Sloppy Joe.
Eh, I don't want to call him Sloppy Joe. That was Johnson's idea. And I don't know if I agree with it. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Manwich is going to be out until like a couple weeks from now because he's a sap.
Yeah.
He's a romantic sap. And anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun without him. Of course, as always, it's still the same show. You can call in and talk about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. And, of course, the number is 800-259-9231. You may also email the show. That's FTL at freetalklive.com, FTL at freetalklive.com. This week has been just amazing for the amount of the volume of emails that we've received on the
show. Oh, yeah.
And not only just the volume of emails, but the quality of emails. Because sometimes we get emails that are like one line long from somebody. I'm not going to read that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if an email is an essay, it's very unlikely that we're going to read that either. So it's kind of an interesting process going through and seeing what's in there. But this particular week, last night, we spent a good chunk of the show.
Most of it.
Catching up on emails, and I thought they were really great issues that our listeners brought up. So we're going to get to some of those tonight. I know you've got some stuff that you brought in, Jason. We'll get to that as well. And, of course, your calls about anything. Political, personal, even pop culture. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find the bulletin board system. That is, of course, another free feature at freetalklive.com. I should note that everything's free at freetalklive.com.
Everything.
That's right. There's no monthly membership games that we're trying to play with you there. You just go to freetalklive.com, sign up for the bulletin board system, and then you get to interact with hundreds of users, almost 500 people there, and thousands of posts, over 14,000, almost 15,000 posts for you to surf around through. All there at freetalklive.com.
And as always, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So, for more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you could just go to freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. That's freestateproject.org. So, where are we starting tonight, Jason?
Hudson, Florida.
Hudson,
Florida. And you'll see the direction this story takes when I read the first line.
Okay.
Mary Brand wasn't concerned when deputies showed up to talk with her husband about their home. At their home, rather.
All right.
She wasn't concerned about it. Why should she be? But Barton Brand, Mary's husband, was soon in handcuffs under arrest for contempt of court. No, Mary said. Sure, he received a county code violation for broken down cars on their property in Hudson.
Right.
And when it wasn't cleaned up on time, a judge had issued a contempt order. Well, she and her husband had straightened that out months ago. She showed the deputies paperwork to prove it. The deputies then double-checked.
She showed, so the deputies, hold on a second, let me just make sure I'm following this.
Okay.
The dude had broken down cars in his front yard. They cited him for it.
And then he cleaned it up. And he had the paperwork proving
to prove that he had cleaned the deal up and paid the fine or cleaned up the cars or whatever.
Precisely.
Okay.
He'd cleaned up the cars and everything was supposed to be A-OK.
But it was after that he had actually proven it to the government that they decided to cite him. Is that correct? And then the cops came with the citation?
Well, the deputies came down. They double-checked the paperwork that Mr. Brand had provided, saying that everything was taken care of. But the arrest order was still good. So they hauled him off to jail.
Why?
Because they could, I suppose.
Okay.
Barton Brand was held in the county jail without bail while his wife was worried he was not getting his medication.
Uh-oh.
You see, he had a stroke in 99 and went through a motorcycle crash in 2000.
Yeah, that's no good.
Right. Well, Monday morning, May 2nd.
They're not very good about getting you medication in jail.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they're not very good at many things.
No. Go ahead. Monday, May 2nd.
May 2nd. Mary Brand called county officials, who called the judge to issue the contempt, who issued the contempt order. And Judge William Sestak looked into Barton Brand's court file where, just as Mary Brand had claimed, lay a document that should have prevented her husband's arrest.
Oh, whoops.
Sorry.
How'd that get in there?
Well, shucks. Mr. Sestak ordered his release. Finding people in contempt for not fixing code violations is a new strategy for officials, Sestak says. I guess so. He says Barton Brand's arrest shows the process needs refinement.
Absolutely.
To put it...
Well, the process, what the process needs is a complete undoing. And what I'm talking about is zoning and code.
Yes.
It's your property. If you want to put broken down cars on it, you should be free to do it.
If you want to put a helicopter pad on the roof of your house.
Yeah, as long as, I mean, it's your house, you're taking the risks.
Sure.
I don't see how it is that anybody has anything to say about this. And it kind of goes back to the point that I was actually looking on the New Hampshire Underground. We were talking about the outlaw manicurists.
Yes.
And we, of course, covered that case quite a bit. I'm sure we'll touch on it again. But he was talking about his experience in jail and the different people that he'd met in there. And he spoke with everybody in there and found out why they were in there and what their story was. And
sure.
He was kind of recounting the different individuals that he had come across. And of all the people that were there in the, I guess, the general detention cell, none were there for violent crimes.
What were they in for?
Oh, a variety of things. Domestic disturbance, the alcohol situation, just a variety of different crimes.
Marijuana possession, I'm sure.
Didn't spot any of those. There was someone in there for a drug crime, but it didn't specify which drug. So anyway, his point, and the point, and I guess what all the people who are in the cell agreed to, they all kind of came to the same conclusion that our jail system and our court system and the prosecution and all that is pretty much, I don't know if it's by design or just the results, the unintended consequences of the system that we have, but the results are they're just keeping undesirables off the streets. They're
yes.
keeping the undesirable people that want to put their broken down cars in their front lawns out of your community. And I'm sorry, but they're doing it at a huge cost. Having a guy living next to you with broken down cars in his front lawn is not going to harm you in any way. Now, someone could argue that it could bring your property value down.
Sure.
Yes,
and
that is true.
It's unsightly.
It is.
Perhaps if you have rusted out pickup truck sitting on your lawn, but it's none of your business.
But I don't desire to have that man put in jail.
Absolutely not.
Because then that means I have to pay for him being in jail. Now, usually, the people that have broken down cars in their front lawns are usually people that like cars, and so they're always playing with their cars and
sure.
and pulling parts out of them and doing things with them. I've got neighbors at my house that have that situation. It doesn't bother me in the least. And that's the risk that I took, though. See, life is all about risk, and business, especially, is all about risk. Now, when you're buying a home, you can take a risk, and you can buy a home in a un-deed-restricted area. Because you've got deed restrictions, and then you've got zoning. You got deed restrictions, which are voluntary agreements that people get into when they buy their houses. Because there's usually it's a gated neighborhood or a walled neighborhood.
Right.
A defined area that has a certain amount of certain deed restrictions, and if you don't agree with those deed restrictions, you cannot buy a home there. So I chose to not do that. I chose to take a risk, and as a result of having that risk, the payoff is I get the freedom to do a lot more with my property. I don't have to ask permission from the neighborhood association to make changes to my house color or the
right.
plants in my front lawn or some other minutia. I mean, that's what these deed restrictions take care of. Now, zoning is a whole other book full of minutia, and usually it's tomes full of minutia.
Oh, yeah.
In your local government office, but unfortunately, nobody gets to consent to zoning laws.
Oh, no. They're in place.
Right. The only level of consent that you could possibly have with a zoning law is the fact that you moved somewhere.
Right.
And that is just totally asinine, because when you're buying a house in a deed-restricted neighborhood, you get to actually read through the deed restrictions, and I'm pretty sure they're not tomes full of deed restrictions in private neighborhoods.
Not.
But when you're moving into an area, nobody, and I mean nobody, takes the time to go down to the Office of Zoning or the Bureaucracy of Zoning and pour through the volumes of regulations.
Maybe because it's ridiculous and unnecessary?
Yeah, absolutely. More coming up, 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. finally the solution America needs. The freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings, or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control. Bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And many of you have done that, and we will get to your emails here in a little bit. Don't forget to go to freetalklive.com, grab up the archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. You just scroll on down and take them. You can even sign up for the podcast as well, and then we'll send you the show automatically every day, which is a nice little service.
Pretty neat.
And also, by the way, the archives now go back farther than 6 days. It's off-site.
Farther than six days.
Yeah, it's at our partner site over at downloadradio.org, where you can go all the way back to March 1st. I mean, go to town. Go crazy with Free Talk Live
archives. That's right.
Cost you nothing.
So absolutely.
FreeTalkLive.com. And, of course, don't forget to vote for us at the various different websites that you can vote for us at. They're all there on the archive column, including great sites like podcastpickle.com. So we're talking about zoning laws. Apparently, this dude... In Florida, was it?
It was
Hampton, Florida, or no,
Hudson.
Hudson, Florida.
Mr. Barton Brand.
Not that his name matters, nor the location matters, because this could happen anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's got some cars in his front yard, right? Broken down cars.
Yep.
And what happened to him?
State comes along. Zoning board says, you got to take these cars off your lawn. What are you thinking? Leaving cars around your own property and such?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, you got a window of time here to fix this up.
Right.
Or else. Or we'll haul you off.
Mm-hmm.
And, like most people, he's afraid of the nanny state.
Well, when you're threatened with thugs with guns, you might consider moving the cars off the property as well.
Legal organized crime.
Right.
So he did it. He took care of it.
And he got the paperwork to prove that it was.
He had the paperwork to prove it. Sheriff's deputies come. He and his wife show them the paperwork, mm-hmm. and he's arrested anyways.
Arrested for contempt of court.
Contempt of court.
Which, according to the county, it's a new thing that they're doing. They're trying to really crack down on these code violators by charging them with contempt of court charges. Now, is that a felony? Is contempt of court a felony?
You know, I'm not sure.
I wonder about that. If you know the answer, 800-259-9231. Either way, it's not good.
Right.
And either way, this is a abrogation, a violation of our property rights. I mean, if we really are free people, then we have to be able to own property and control that property. And if we aren't free, then we don't own, and we can't own property, then that's a whole other story. Do you want to live in a free country? I know I do.
I know I do, but...
But we're not. We're not right now.
We're not. And the way things are going, we need a serious overhaul.
We're living in this sort of, you use the right word, mafia-controlled bizarre land. You buy a title to property, but you don't really own that property. And the proof is in the pudding. The proof you don't own your property is you have to ask for permission to do certain things to your property. Well, if you have to ask for permission to do something, you don't own whatever it is that you're asking for permission to do it with.
Right.
Because if they don't give you permission and you do it anyway, then you're going to have that property taken from you.
Exactly. And so, let's not forget eminent domain.
Oh, that's a whole other issue. Now, the people who are defending eminent domain will bring up the fact that it is constitutionally correct.
It is, but it's taken advantage of.
Well, it is constitutionally correct, eminent domain, but it has been bastardized and has grown beyond its original constitutional purposes. Instead of being used for the so-called public good, they're now using it for the government's good, in that they'll take an entire neighborhood of homes and just give those people a pittance for their homes, force them to move out, and then they'll let some big old company build a mall on that site.
What was happening a few months ago down in Port Charlotte, Florida.
And it's also happening in New London, Connecticut, I believe, as well, which has become a Supreme Court case as a result of it. And all of this is all related. The contempt of court charges, the property violations, all because you just don't own your property. You don't own your house. You don't own the land that the house is sitting on. Sure, you can pretend like you do, as long as you follow the rules.
Yep, If you don't, zoning board's there.
Right. And usually the reason why you get caught for not following the rules is because of some busybody neighbor that you have.
That's right.
Somebody, some homebody across the street from you or next door that doesn't have anything better to do with their time than keep an eye on you. What's that Jason doing?
I think I saw him fixing his toilet, and he doesn't have a work permit in his window.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling the zoning board.
That's really spooky, the idea that one of your neighbors would be looking through your windows go so far. But it could happen.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah, it absolutely could happen. And when a neighbor... I know there are neighbors in my neighborhood. And I do not live in a deed-restricted neighborhood. If I did, I'd have nothing to say about this. If I lived in a deed-restricted area, I would have been agreeing to all the stupid little rules that you can't park trucks in your driveway after 10 o'clock at night. That's what some of the deed-restricted neighborhoods here have for rules. You can't park any cars in your driveway. They all have to be inside the garage. That's another one. And I don't like that stuff, so I leave that aside. So I move into the neighborhood where the zoning law applies, where luckily, the county bureaucrats, sure, they've got their little trucks that they drive around all day, and they try to spot code violations, and there's always the chance that it will happen that way.
Right. But most of their tips are coming from busybody neighbors.
Absolutely, because these guys are bureaucrats just like every other bureaucrat, And a bureaucrat's job is to collect as much money as possible for doing as little work as possible. Because there's no results that are necessary in bureaucracies. There's no competition. So it doesn't matter how effective the zoning bureaucrats are at catching people violating the zoning laws. They can just sit around in their trucks all day and, you know, maybe come back with one ticket at the end of the day, and they've done their job. Look,
good work, Jim.
Yeah.
Job well done.
You put a stop to that garden gnome person or whatever.
In excess of 7 garden gnomes.
Yeah, there really could be a zoning law like that, or a code law.
I'm sure there is.
And your point before was great about the idea. I mean, just the idea that people should possibly know what the zoning laws are, what the codes are. It's impossible.
Totally impossible.
It is as impossible as learning the IRS code.
Ugh.
Novels full of information. Legalese, which is worse than a novel. I mean, a novel's fiction. It's written for entertainment purposes. You usually can't put them down. But when it comes to legalese and the law, I can't hardly pick it up. I mean, we were talking about how bad of a reader I was last night. I don't like reading the old school style English.
Right.
And I can't stand legalese. I mean, it's just like a jungle of words. In fact, legalese is so bad. One of the reasons is because they get to redefine things. Did you know that?
How's that?
Well, if you ever go and look at a law, and it says something like all persons are required to blah 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 blah. Well, go and look in the definition section. Before you just kind of take that as, you know, as, well, that's the way it is, go mm-hmm. and look in the definition section and look up the word person. Look up the word required. Look, all of these words can be totally redefined from what their dictionary.com worldwide accepted meanings are. They can change just for within that 500 pages that law might take up.
Just on a whim.
Just because the lawyers decide to change the meaning of the word for their law's purposes. It is totally bizarre.
That's downright silly.
It absolutely is. And it's frightening as well. And the reason I bring that up is like the sales tax, for instance. It says that everybody's required to pay sales tax. Well, if that was true, then we'd be slaves.
Yep.
So it's my contention that sales taxes are voluntary. But everybody volunteers into it because they've all been brainwashed and told that it's something that they have to do, even though it's not, because the definitions in there basically show that what they're saying isn't necessarily what really is the case. I don't know a better way to describe
it. They have the guns.
Just bizarre. Yeah, that's the most important thing. They're going to point guns at you. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Emails coming up. Your calls as well. Take control.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Your car spark plugs are like an infantry. They work hard and fire a lot. How many times do spark plugs fire? And what can you do to keep them in shape? When we come back, I'll tell you.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked-on carbon deposits and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG.
When your odometer clicks 10,000 miles, your spark plugs have fired 15 million times, transmitting enough electricity to power home appliances for 15 months.
This high voltage current, heat, and chemical erosion eat away the firing gap, widening it so much that plugs can't make their spark, resulting in wasted gas, lost power, and polluted air, if you can get your car started at all. So have your hard-working spark plugs replaced for most cars every 30,000 miles. Replacing marginal or misfiring plugs will save you heartburn and money. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindtheshop.com. That's bgfindtheshop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Literally anything goes. Political, personal. You got a rant you want to get off your chest. Some sort of issue that you want to push. The phone lines are open for you at 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's, again, just like everything else at freetalklive.com, absolutely free. And actually, brand new to the Shrine of Female Listeners, we have Leanne, who is in Australia, listening to the show.
She saw her picture earlier.
That's right. And it's one of the recent Shrine pictures that didn't look too fake. So we went ahead and said
we've been getting a few fakers.
There's somebody out there that I think it's probably just one guy. There's one dude that just keeps sending us fake Shrine entries, and we keep calling him out. We put him up for votes on the bulletin board system.
And of course, everybody knows what's going on.
Oh yeah. Well, usually it's pretty obvious, and this one looked pretty legit. So I went ahead and plugged her into the validated Shrine. So Leanne, thanks for listening to the show, and you can see her picture at freetalklive.com. Also on the website. Much awaited for, at least by me, was putting this clip that we had, the package, the news package that Fox 13 from Tampa Bay did on us on Monday night, which I was so pleased. I thought, I know how the news works. I used to run board operating for the news and radio business. I know that most news packages are no longer than 30 to 45 seconds, unless they're a feature. I mean, unless they're leading the news with a certain story, and it's usually about politicians and crap like that. I was so pleased that we got 2.5 minutes.
2.5 whole minutes.
Yeah, 2.5 minutes of coverage by arguably probably the number one station in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, all the other stations up there are pretty much garbage. Although 8's pretty good. 8's pretty good. I'd say 8 and 13 are the two top ones.
8 and 13.
Obviously 13's the best because they scooped everybody else. They were the first station to do a story about Free Talk Live. They're on target.
And then there's 9, but they run a lot of fluff.
That's just the news. That's the 24-hour news thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, so you can go and see that for yourself as well. You can see my ugly radio face on television.
It doesn't matter because everybody knows that radio guys love getting on TV.
Well, of course. It's free publicity. Yep. Who could argue with that? There are probably 100,000 people watching that. And so you can go see it for yourself if you missed it at freetalklive.com. It's right there towards the top of the page. All right. So we're going to get to some emails here, Jason.
Good times.
We got a bunch of them coming in here. This one is about the Real ID Act that was passed by a 100-0 margin. Was it yesterday? Or no, it was the day before that.
Day before. Tacked on to that, I believe it was $82 billion war spending bill.
Yeah. Oh, and of course, the senator's excuses was, well, I have to support the troops. I couldn't vote no on this. They had a gun to my head. I saw in an article today somebody describing it that way. Well, they had guns to our heads. We had to pass it. Come on.
That's preposterous.
You're just pathetic. That's what it is. All 100 of you are pathetic, weak-minded flunkies. And you have no principles. You do not respect the Constitution that you signed an oath to uphold. And now as a result of your illegitimacy, we have the new national ID card. Or we're going to have. Possibly.
That's right. And when this thing is fully enacted to the point where everybody is supposed to have the real ID cards, what happens then? What if you want to board a plane but you don't have your real ID card with you? What if you want to go in a federal building but you don't have your real ID card with you?
You can't.
You can't.
Essentially become a non-federal citizen, which, in my opinion, could be very useful. Now, if
I
think that this is kind of the this could be almost a silver bullet for the liberty movement, if you will. It's like the federal government has almost given us a golden pass. Like here,
indeed.
All you have to do is just say no to the real ID, and then you don't get to participate in Social Security anymore.
Sweet!
You get to get out of all these... Sure, you can't fly on airplanes anymore, but hey, it's a small price to pay, I think, to be completely withdrawn from all federal monies and federal programs.
Well, then again, you never go anywhere.
Well, that's true. but who knows, maybe... I wonder what they would do. I wonder if New Hampshire, for instance, the soon-to-be free state... If New Hampshire said no to the real ID card, because states can say no to it.
Oh, yeah.
Then they'd probably have to restrict air travel at their airports. But what would happen if you had a private airport and a private Cessna, for instance, taking off from New Hampshire, intending on landing in New York? Would they scramble jet fighters to come shoot you down because you don't have the national ID in the state of New Hampshire? Or would it only apply to federal property, like... airports.
I think just federal property.
I hope so. I hope that's the case. Because if that's the case, then all we have to do is just open private airports in New Hampshire, and we're good to go.
Oh, yeah.
We can totally bypass all these silly little socialist and fascist control measures they're trying to put down. Well, the Chicagoan emails us at ftl@freetalklive.com, and he says, "Today is a very sad day for me. I swore when this passed the House," talking about the Real ID Act.
Right.
"I swore that I would never carry a national ID card. I plan to keep this vow. The driver's license in my pocket now will be the last one that I will ever have. I'll surrender it the day before it expires in a year and a half. This is going to make my life extremely difficult. The government has just decided to turn a once law-abiding citizen, me, into a criminal for the rest of my life. I imagine this decision will have serious consequences for me. It could eventually even lead to a loss of my business, and who knows what other hardships. But I will never submit to a federal government mandate to show papers to travel inside my own country. A country that I would add is supposed to be free. And one of the hallmarks of a supposedly free country should be the freedom to go and come from wherever you are as you please. You know, as long as you're not trying to go into someone else's private property."
Right.
So he finally says, it is a truly dark day for me. Yes, indeed, Chicagoan. Truly dark day for all of America.
I have to concur with the Chicagoan.
How do you plan on dealing with this, Jason? When it's a Jeb Bush state here in Florida. There's no doubt that our governor is going to be all about this.
You're probably going to be the first. Actually,
you're probably right.
I read that Pinellas County is going to be among the first counties in the nation to.
Is that right?
Yep.
Don't you live in Pinellas County?
I live in Pinellas County.
Hot diggity.
Hot diggity indeed.
Now wait, I thought this was a state thing. Now how is it that one county can decide to adopt these measures?
I have the slightest idea.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to employ a tactic much like our friend the Chicagoans.
Mm.
I'm just not going to get a real ID.
Okay.
Because I agree. I truly hope that this serves to be a magic bullet.
Right.
Where people, the straw that breaks the camel's back, the final issue where people say,
ooh,
this is getting ridiculous.
I gotta say, unfortunately, that I don't think it will be.
You know, I don't think it will be either.
And the reason
but
why
I'm really hoping.
The reason why I say it is we've talked about before on this show how we're activists. I mean, we're pro-freedom, liberty activists that happen to have a talk radio show.
We are.
And we go around to different events. In fact, we're going to the Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest this weekend to do this here in Tampa Bay. And we give out this political quiz to people to find out what their opinions are politically. We're trying to find libertarians, trying to find people that think alike, and think as we do. And the it's called the World's Smallest Political Quiz, created by the Advocates for Self-Government. And they've had it for years, years and years and years, like 20 years. Well, just recently, within the past year or two, they changed it. They modified some of the questions. They had 20 years worth of experience giving it, and they decided that there was a few tweakings that they could do. Well, one of the tweakings, one of the new questions on the quiz, the one that replaced the should we have open borders question, was should there be a national ID card?
Ooh.
Now, I've had the opportunity to administer this quiz, and the responses to that question were lacking. We'll talk about it coming up. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and it could be yours. If you want to take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Dan Jason.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find various different things, and they're all absolutely free. All that we ask that you do is vote for us. There's a couple different voting links there, including one to probably the number one podcast site, which is podcastalley.com, where we were the number one podcast for quite a while this month, 11 days straight, and then out of nowhere...
We were deposed.
Actually, out of nowhere, this other show comes up and generates three times the amount of votes that we did, like within 2 days. So that either means they're cheating, or they've got a huge, huge email list from which they can draw votes from.
But we're not going to point any fingers.
I'm not accusing
anybody. We're above all that.
Absolutely.
We're above cheating, and we're above accusing people
of
cheating.
We got to number one by totally legitimate means.
Absolutely.
And the fact that we were there for 11 days straight is a pretty impressive thing.
That's saying something.
So, but we can still use your vote at freetalklive.com. Actually, you can go to vote.freetalklive.com, and it makes it even easier. So go to freetalklive.com and experience all the free stuff that we've got there, and cast your vote at vote.freetalklive.com. We're going through some emails here, and I was talking about... We kind of got off into a side issue of the national ID. Well, that was what the email was about. And
right.
You mentioned that you thought this could be it. This could be the final straw that broke the camel's back when it comes to what is that issue. We've asked this question before on Free Talk Live. What's the issue that's going to galvanize Americans to making them want to desire, finally, again, liberty and to desire their freedoms, their lost freedoms back?
I'd really like to see this real ID business do that, do just that. I don't think it will. I'm really hoping it does, though.
Unfortunately, I don't think it will either. And I'm going to base this on a little bit of evidence. The world's smallest political quiz was updated. The old version said something like, let's see, they replaced one of the question, the statements on the quiz, and people are supposed to either agree or disagree with the statement, or they can say maybe. The old statement was, people should be able to cross borders freely. Now, the reason they replaced this one is because, well, they found a lot of people were confused by it. A lot of people ask, well, how do you know if they're peaceful? Well, my answer to that is, you assume that they're peaceful. Because if we're a free country, you should be able to come and go as you please, and unless you're proven guilty, you're peaceful. Unless you're proven to have been violent, you're peaceful.
Sure.
I mean, we shouldn't be assuming that people are guilty, because that's not America.
No, it's not.
So I didn't personally have a problem with that question. But they modified it. They changed it to, should there be a national ID card? Or rather, do you agree with the national ID card? Or something like that. And I gave out this quiz on tax day, out in front of the post office here in Tampa Bay. And I was pretty shocked. I thought for sure, I thought as you did, Jason, I thought for sure I was going to get out of the 50 or so people that I talked to, I thought for sure over half of them would have been against the national ID card. I thought over half would surely realize that this is a hallmark of communist Russia or Nazi Germany or some other totalitarian state.
No, this is America. None of that business would ever go on in America.
Well, that was my feeling. That was my thought when I started the day. And when I ended the day, I should have done a tally and found out exactly how many were for and against it. But as I recall, a significant majority were for the idea of a national ID card. People in this country have been scared. They have been frightened by the politicians and the fear-mongers out there of the idea of immigration. And that's what this whole real ID thing was sold on.
Oh, yeah. It was, if we have a real ID, that'll prevent aliens and terrorists from coming into the country. And that's how so many bills, so many laws are getting enacted these days after 9/11. It's you plop the word terrorist, freedom, or liberty onto any bill, and it passes.
Yeah, or patriot.
Patriot.
That's another one.
Yeah, obviously.
And so people have been totally snookered into this. They've been hooked into this idea that we need to be afraid of immigration, because maybe it's because of the terrorist thing, or maybe it's just because of all the bad press that the southern situation, the southern border situation has gotten with the Minutemen and everything like that. And so people are ready to bend over, just like they've been bending over for the government at the airports for the past 3 years now.
Yep.
And it's just the next step. And that's the whole idea, Jason, was when they created the new Federal Security Force, the TSA, at the airports and started doing more exams of people and looking a lot
checking
closer.
Checking soles of shoes.
Checking people's breasts and other personal areas for contraband and for bombs and things like that.
Of course.
Once they started doing that, they were acclimating people. This is something that Americans were not used to. Sure, we were used to going through the metal detectors.
Right.
And that was certainly a factor in us accepting the next step. It's been an incremental thing. This whole totalitarian direction that we're going in has always been incremental in this country.
Oh, yeah.
They'll pass a new law, and they'll talk about how you'll get free health care if we pass this new law. And they sell all these supposed benefits to the American people. Of course, none of them materialize.
Right. And maybe they will materialize, but in a mutated fashion and in a way that will hurt many more people than it helps.
Absolutely. Sure, it's great to have free health care, but if you have to wait a year to get seen by the doctor, is it really worth being free?
I'd say no.
So people have been kind of broken in, if you will. Oh, you need to search me to get on that plane? All right, I'll drop my drawers.
I have nothing to hide.
That's the other excuse. Well, if you don't have anything to hide, why do you object to this, Jason?
Yeah. It's called, I want to be free.
Yeah, it's called, I shouldn't have to explain myself because I want to travel somewhere. You're supposed to be able to go places without having to ask permission in this country, and they're locking it down. And now we've got the national ID card, and what are Americans doing?
Okay, it's all right. I'll just go home and go to work the next
whatever.
Day.
More Free Talk Live coming up. Take control.
Yeah. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
It was a human tragedy and a legal dispute that rocked the nation that could have been avoided with a simple living will. Something for you to think about and do something about. A living will can be yours as part of the Master Estate Kit for only $39.95. Simple directions show you how to complete a living will that guarantees your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible illness or injury. Valid nationwide and fully guaranteed, the Master Estate Kit also includes a legal will kit and power of attorney kit that covers both financial and health care needs. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-810-1234. To order your living will kit, the complimentary will kit, and the power of attorney kit, pay only $39.95 plus shipping for the complete master estate kit. Call 1-800-810-1234. That's 1-800-810-1234.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. It is Inside Hour Number 1. So we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So plenty of time for you to take control via the phones at 1-800-259-9231. And bring up anything. Whatever you've got on your mind. Political, personal, anything goes.
It could even,
with you.
And Jason, it could even be sports.
You're the sportsman, Jason.
I'm the sportsman.
Wednesday nights are normally when you're here. You're filling in, of course, for the vacationing man, which... But if anybody ever has anything to say about a sports issue... Now, I don't want to hear you tell me that the Gators are the best. Woo-hoo! That's not... That's sports talk. You can save that for the sports animal or whatever the hell they call it in your town. But I like covering the issues. I like covering the controversies of sports. The steroids.
Right. Like how... Congress is now having hearings all next week, bringing in every commissioner from every major sport in the country.
Oh, really?
Not just in baseball.
Over the steroid issue?
Yep. Bringing in...
Are they going to be making more demands?
Possibly. Maybe not. They're bringing in Stern from the NBA, Bettman from the NHL, Selig from the MLB, and... who am I forgetting?
I don't know. Some other big one.
Paul Tagliabue, NFL.
It is so sickening... When the government does this, what they're doing is, I think this is what they're going to do the same thing they did with baseball. They're going to say,
we don't like your policies.
Yeah. If you don't change the way you do your business, we're going to change it for you.
It's for the good of America.
They're threatening them, just like they threatened the video game industry back in the 1990s by saying, if you don't do this voluntarily, we're going to force you to do it.
Now, really, is that really that much different from them passing a law and forcing them to do drug testing?
No, absolutely not. It's still force,
right,
and coercion and saying, you're going to do this or we're going to do it for you, and you're not going to like the way we do it.
Clearly, the American people, the people who are consuming the sports in this country, don't care that much. I mean, if they did, they'd be writing letters like crazy. They'd be calling the NFL. Maybe they are. I don't know. I'm not answering phones for the NFL. But there'd be an outcry. If Americans were really concerned about the steroid issue, there'd be an outcry to the companies themselves. If you're concerned about something like that, please, please don't call your congressman. Please stop asking people to point guns at others. If you don't like the NFL's drug testing policy, stop buying their stuff. And call them and tell them. Call them up and say, hey, I don't like the fact that you don't test your players every week for steroids. So I'm going to stop buying all the I bought $500 in jerseys and koozie cups and all the other crap that sports people buy. I bought $500 of your NFL licensed merchandise last year, and from now on, until you institute a anti-steroid policy, you get no more money from me. I'm not even going to go to your games.
Harsh.
So that would be harsh if even 5% of their audience did that.
Right.
But they're not.
No.
Which means it's not that important.
It's not. And the bottom line is, I think it's just general sentiment. Sports fans generally don't really care about the steroid issue.
They just want to see action. They just
want to
see
dingers. They want to see touchdowns.
They want to see cheerleaders. They want to see all the things that they're used to. They don't care about... Sure, there are plenty of them that follow the controversies in sports. Yes, there are people that are really that really dig that. But for the most part, people go to see the game.
Absolutely.
1-800-259-9231. It's toll-free. We got some more emails to burn through here. Your calls as well, if you make them, 800-259-9231. You can take control of this show. We're here until 9 o'clock, or excuse me, 10 o'clock Eastern time. We do it 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 till 10 Eastern. Of course, the live Saturday show as well from 7 until 10 Eastern. And again, we're coming back for hour number 2 next. This is Free Talk Live.